another outstanding turnout. Your first opportunity as the director of the Alumni Association to have one of these trips. Talk about what you saw on the Alumni Association side in terms of excitement about this trip to Florida.
Yeah, thanks, Troy. So glad to be here. And Wildcat Nation showed up once again in Orlando. We had a great bowl travel trip with K-State Alumni Association. So we had a full plane yesterday coming in, 130 travelers, and then we had about 200 at the hotel. So if any fans want to take us up on that in the future, the people that have done it love it, and that's why they keep coming back, because you get a direct flight, you know, straight from Manhattan to where we're going, which is really nice. And then, of course, buses to and from the hotel, to the pep rally, to the pregame, and then the bowl game. So it's just a complete package. So we had a great travel group there. And then, of course, we had just finished up a great pep rally here, several hundred people. And then we're ready for tomorrow's pregame, which we're expecting over 550 just at our pregame event. Wow. And then, of course, the bowl game tomorrow. Cap it off.
Yeah, I commented at the tail end of this on the broadcast that K-State did what it does, and that is travel well to a bowl game. And they always do. We had questions whether they would because of it being Florida, but they pulled it off again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a little bit of a travel trip for K-State fans, but they always show up in purple, and a little bit further than the Sugar Bowl last year, but people are glad to be here, and we left the snowy Manhattan, and 70-degree weather was a good trade-off.
I've been trying not to taunt the listeners in talking about that, but when you put together trips like this as an alumni association, what are you looking to do for your members?
Yeah, first and foremost is just connecting them with K-State, and we really, it's a service that we provide K-Staters to be able to travel to the bowl trips. It's kind of expected at this point. Believe it or not, K-State Alumni Association has traveled every bowl trip we've ever been a part of. Now, not always air, but going back to Independence with buses and Copper Bowl, Hawaii, and all the way to today, to Pop-Tarts Bowl, we've always had a bowl travel package for fans, which is pretty incredible.
It is, and to keep that string going, we'll look towards next year, but this year coming to its close, it's been a great fall for K-State football. What about for the Alumni Association? When we talked at the start of the season, you had a number of road events that were lined up. How did those go?
Yeah, it's been a great fall, very busy. Actually ended up making every home and away football game, so that was tremendous. Had a lot of great pregames on the road like we normally do. So it was a great fall, really busy. We're really excited about 2024, and I think we spoke about that. So you're going to see a lot of us be out more out front with the Alumni Association. 2024 is our 150th anniversary, so we're really excited about that. We're going to kick that off with a on-campus event for faculty, staff in January. And then, of course, our big celebration is going to be on September 13th. That's Friday the 13th before we play Arizona. And that's going to be a big celebration at the Alumni Center that are all welcome. So more to come on that.
Plus the fact that basketball is in season, and both the men and women have events that will be coming up with those teams as well.
Oh, yeah. So busy as well. And men's team and women's teams is phenomenal. So they're doing the great things. Taking a couple road trips this year with the men's team. We already went to Vegas, and we had a huge showing there with alumni that came out. And then, of course, the T-Mobile Center was packed this past week for us versus Wichita State, which was a great win. So we're looking forward to all the events and upcoming, and just keep on rolling through 24.
Year number one for you in charge of the Alumni Association. As you look at what you've done to this point, what are the things you want to accomplish in that role going forward?
Yeah, simply put, it's reach, connect, and serve. You know, we want to reach out to all K-Staters, so whether it be students, future, current, and then, of course, alumni and friends. And so that's what it's really all about, is us making sure membership's strong, because we're still tops in the Big 12, but we want to remain tops, top 10 and tops of the Big 12. So membership is always important to make sure that we can connect with K-Staters, provide scholarships, pregame events such as this, and just other events, ways to connect K-Staters. And, of course, just financial support and then engagement. That's most important, is make sure whatever we do, we're connecting all K-Staters with K-State.
So the game in front of us tomorrow, it happened that I ran into Amy Button-Renz on the walk-in, and she said she's enjoying an alumni trip without being in charge of it.
Yeah, it's quite incredible that she's here. She's been able to kind of just enjoy herself, which is good. It was really great for her. After 46 years, she deserves just to enjoy a trip.
Congratulations on pulling off another wonderful bowl trip for everybody.
Thank you, Troy. Thanks so much. Go Cats.